This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Southwest Kia. Southwest Kia is home of 250 vehicles at $250 down and $250 a month. So visit Southwest Kia at southwestkia.com.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, Kevin, Colby, and Reggie. And we got Broaddus in studio, and we'll see when he's ready to hop on. He's got a lot of things to accomplish before he hops on with us, though.
Just filling out important paperwork.
But I think obviously the story of the day today is Ezekiel Elliott and him officially signing. Yes, Kevin.
What happened?
You told me last night. You said, I don't want to hear, and I can't quote you exactly, but you said, I don't want to hear an effing word about Ezekiel Elliott tomorrow if it's not an official signing.
That's true.
And then you punched the elevator, and we've lost the inspection on that elevator now. We can't ride that elevator
anymore.
All
that is accurate.
So I said, okay, I'll go make this happen. So I wake up this morning, Kevin, guess what? He was signed. All right, now we got to move forward on this, though. We got to move forward and start looking at this season. Because the Cowboys now have the Giants in front of them and a full football season with their running back and with a lot of other questions as far as contracts go, but I'm not worried about those, and I'm going to forget about those until we get about midway through the season. For me, I'm not even worried about them.
The other contracts?
Yeah, not even worried about them at all, and I hope they aren't. I hope they just say, you know what, if I perform, I'm going to get paid. But the way that this team looks right now, It's a very similar team to last year, but not exactly. And at any point, the big question, can they make the Super Bowl now because Zeke's on the team?
Sure.
And what if something happens? You didn't expect to lose Travis Frederick last year right before the season. You know, this thing could evolve, but can it? Or are we going to see that this team be lucky in health? Because that's a huge factor every year.
I think for a lot of people, the Eagles have discounted that things happen mindset, because people are like, oh, they lost their quarterback and one of their best linemen. They still won the Super Bowl. So I think that kind of like disputed it. Did y'all want to know like the realistic numbers?
Yes, let's look at this, because I'm walking away. I'm looking at the numbers and I'm thinking to myself,
$3 million.
Both sides won.
Sure. I agree with that, because look, you can say $103 million, which is a fake number, but you can say $103 million, and Zeke and all his team can high-five, and they can be like, yeah, we did it. And then I think the Joneses on the down low can be like, yeah, we did it. Mm-hmm. Because in reality, he definitely got a raise. Like, you look at the next 2 years, especially before he's rounding out his rookie contract, big raise there. But big picture, here's the actual contract, because I'm sure you heard 8 years, $103 million. Well, what a bunch of nonsense that is, because that factors in the end of his old contract, and that's not how contracts work. So the other number you heard is 6 years, $90 million. Again, cool story, but this is the NFL. Here are some of the real numbers. How does 4 for $50 or 5 for $65 work for you? Because those are the actual numbers that you're looking at. The contract in its base is 4 years, $50.05 million.
Wow. I like that. That sounds better as far as like fitting things in salary cap and all. Actually, I don't even know why that sounds better to me. All I'm worried about as a fan is this upcoming year.
Okay, well, then that's excellent. But I will tell you, down the road, if you decided to move on after the majority of the guaranteed money is tossed out, you can bail on this deal after 2022 when he's 27 for $6.7 million in dead money. And that can be spread out over the span of 4 years. So pretty much, like, it's not a lot. And then if you wanted to keep him another year, that's where it's 5 for $65. He would keep him through the age of 28, which the Cowboys have told us in the past is the optimum age when a running back stops being elite. And then the dead money is $2.6 million. So I like that part. Broaddus, I'm curious. Like, I know you scout the tape, but I know you know those numbers as well. I like this deal because all of the money is stacked in through the year, the age of 28. And
right.
That's what we've been told time and again,
right,
when the Cowboys think, you're done.
No, that's absolutely right. You know, and to me, it's one of those things. I always felt like, though, if Ezekiel had come and participated in training camp that they could have come to these numbers anyway.
Sure.
You know, I don't feel like they needed to have a holdout here. Did he get the attention that he needed? Yeah. Did it get him a seat at the table? Yeah, it did. The Joneses all along, Stephen Jones told us at Indianapolis at the Combine that the numbers were going to start at Gurley's number.
I remember that.
Matter of fact, I think I was on with you guys one night and we were kind of talking about all those things and like, oh, what do you learned, Bruce? Well, Stephen Jones kind of feels like this is where the Ezekiel Elliott numbers. So I really don't know why we had to have all this, but I think when they look at the way it was structured, and there was a lot of problems with the structure of this contract. I mean, a lot of problems. That to me was what the biggest holdups was, that the fact is, and again, I'm a Dallas Cowboy employee, but I'm just going to be real honest here.
Sure.
You know, the problems that they had with the other side is they did not understand the 30% rule. I think, you know, it could give you some tired head thinking about, okay, what's the 30% rule? It only happens once every time the CBA comes around and stuff like that. So they did not have a clear understanding. I'm talking about Rocky Arsenault and their side, and they just didn't. And it really slowed things down. That's why you kept hearing, oh, it's done. Well, no, it's not done. Oh, well, yes. And depending on who you were talking to, it was going back and forth. So they had a misunderstanding. That rule had to be explained to them time and time again. And then finally they got it. And the Cowboys are saying, okay, this is what we need to do. This is how we need to structure. And then once all the parties were able to come together on that, that's how the deal got done. But they had a huge problem with the structuring of this deal, and it shouldn't have been that way. But I think if Elliott was in camp, and I'm sorry, I'm probably going away totally from your question.
But
I'm rambling on here in a way to let you know that I felt like if he would have reported, he could have gone to Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and said, hey, listen, this is kind of where I think this needs to be. Can we work on this? Can we try to get this done? I don't think a holdout was necessary when you just went through all those numbers. It sounds very simplistic to me, what you just read. There's nothing that makes me feel like, oh, wow, this is a really complicated deal.
Yeah.
This is something that very easily could have been done if the sides could have come together and not stared at each other for an entire training camp until we get to the game of the week before the game or days before a game.
But, Broadus, if he did that, there's because you're there. Because you're around your guys, you have to do the physical activity with those guys.
Sure.
There is that risk of the Earl Thomas moment. And if you have that injury, then that's what. So him being away, that gave him the ability to get that.
Isn't the same thing could be said about Amari Cooper?
Absolutely.
Can the same thing be said about Dak Prescott?
Absolutely.
Now, Amari Cooper's in a different situation than Dak Prescott. He's already making $14 million there.
So he's okay.
But that's what I'm saying. The quarterback, and people are going to say, you know, they're going to go, well, Broadus, wait, he's the quarterback. He's the leader. He's got to do this. Well, he's got just as much as risk as Ezekiel Elliott. You know, I mean, think about what's going on. Does it appear to you that the Cowboys are really in no hurry to get this deal done with Dak? Does it appear to you that way?
It does look that way.
I mean, is it one of those things, are we dealing with a situation because of uncertainty with Dak? Or are we dealing with maybe a potential new head coach? You know, I mean, there's all these factors come into play when you start talking about giving a quarterback $35 million a year, if that, in fact, is the number.
I also thought they were only going to do that deal early if they got a discount. Now they can just sit back and they're like, well, we could franchise you for the same price next year.
That's exactly what I mean. Does it make sense for them to try and do that? Yeah, it does. But they also got that hammer where they can use the franchise tag. And, you know, to me, Stephen Jones, he could be very well playing this the smart way. It's like, okay, you didn't want to deal with us right now. Well, then we'll let you play another year, and we'll see what happens. And then, oh, by the way, oh, wait, you had a good year? We can't get a deal done still? Well, now, okay, maybe he does hold out. But what if it doesn't? What if it goes the opposite way? What if things don't work out for the Cowboys this year? Now you're sitting there thinking, okay, is it the quarterback's fault? Is it the head coach's fault? You know, they might be in a situation, too, where they have to interview a head coach, and here I am talking about the season being bad, and I shouldn't do that. Because I think the season's going to be good.
Yeah.
I personally think the season. But what if it's not a good situation? What if all of a sudden now they have to make a head coaching change, and then the guys they're interviewing are going, do you think that you could coach Dak Prescott? You know, I really don't think so. I would rather have this type of guy, or I'd rather have this type of guy. So does that eliminate some head coaches that you could potentially have had? So there's a lot, there's a lot more factors, I think, in going into the quarterback signing here long term, as I do, and then the, any other position that they're dealing with right now.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We've got big football brain Brian brought us in studio with a few segment for a few more segments because football starts tomorrow. For real. We'll be back next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.